What about a place right underneath, well, the top of the house, Carol's house?
Yeah, your roof.
Yeah, what about an area right under that?
Oh, your attic?
In the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Ever seen one of those that was built away from the house?
Yeah, I've seen them.
They call anything different?
No, my uncle, my great step grandfather Dave calls, Dave Bucket calls it stove room. That's already on the lags tape.
Any idea why they were built away?
Yeah, prevent fire, you see. Although, it's really kind of stupid because they very frequently have walkways, you see. And heat was another reason. It would just be very hot. And so to prevent heat and help prevent fires, they built them away.
Okay. What about a room where you might keep canned goods and extra dishes?
A little pantry. Yeah.
And a lot of old worthless things that you don't need, but...
Just a lot of junk. Yeah. Tell me, keeping... Used to, when we lived down on Lower Tonka Road, we had a pie safe that we keep things like pies and so forth in, too.
Was that like a cabinet?
We had a wire screen on the front. Keep stuff in there. They keep some china and stuff like that.
Yeah. Would you ever have a room in the house where you keep all your junk?
A storage room, maybe. Something like that.
Okay.
Utility room. Now you might keep a washer and dryer in it. Okay. Storage room. You just store junk in. You'd have maybe a tool shed out in your house to keep your tools there.
What if you're out in the country and you were burning wood in your fireplace? A place where you might keep the wood outside.
Your wood shed, or something like that.
Say if Angela feels ambitious when she gets up in the morning, what would you say she does?
It's hypothetical now.
Hypothetical situation. When she goes around and maybe dusts a little. Then
cleans up. Okay. Yeah, you'd say she's cleaning up.
What might she sleep with?
Broom.
And if she's trying to find it, it's located in a corner with the
probably
door.
Behind the door.
Used to, on Mondays, women did one particular thing, one particular job.
Washing.
And after they washed, they had to...
Well, they do their ironing, do the washing and ironing.
Anywhere
do the laundry.
Same thing. Washing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you use that word laundry to mean anything else?
No. Just do the laundry.
What about a place where you take your clothes to be...
Laundromat.
Dry clean.
Yeah, laundry.
What about?
The cleaners. I usually call that the cleaners. Yeah. They're the dry cleaners. I hardly ever use laundry for that, taking the cleaners.
Okay. What about a place in the front of the house where you might have a swing and
chair? Porch.
Yeah. Ever heard that called anything else by your family?
Well, my family's always called it a porch. Usually I... I've heard other things occasionally, but I, you know, just like veranda and piazza. I guess piazza more than anything else. And occasionally gallery and stuff, but my family always just calls it porch.
What about one that runs around both sides of the house?
Same thing.
As a porch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about one that's on an
upper level? Yeah, usually just call that an upstairs porch.
Okay. What about one that's got a screen across the front?
Same thing, porch.
Just a porch.
Mm-hmm. Our screen porch. Screened in porch.